Fred Film Radio, BFI, London Film Festival, United Kingdom.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt McCucci from the 2016 BFI London Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Jesper W. Nilsson, director of The Day Will Come. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Would you be able to tell us a little something about the story of the film for our listeners?
Yes, the film is about two brothers living in Copenhagen with their mothers who suddenly are brought out of that very secure life and are placed in a foster home far away from the city. And it's like coming to another planet for them. Everything is completely different, you know.
Yeah.
They're losing everything and putting into a day with very hard discipline, and are humiliated and beaten up, and are living a very tough life. And it's about these two brothers, how they survive there, finding their ways of surviving, fighting with the headmaster for freedom. And in a way, not losing themselves.
Yeah.
And keeping themselves as real human being.
Yeah. A very simple question to follow up that other question about the story of the film. Where did the origins of the story of the film come from?
It is a script based on Søren Sveistrup, who's the writer of The Killing. And it's an original script, but it is inspired by incidents happens on a Danish foster home called Godhavn in Zealand. And many of the scenes has happened
really, very
close to how we have filmed it.
Wow.
So
it was true. It was really happening. You know?
It is true, you know. The characters are fictional, but could have been real, you know.
Yeah.
So it is, you know, along many incidents that have been woven into a storyline. But you can say it is a true story. In fact, things have happened almost like this, sometimes even worse, you know.
Yeah. So one of the brothers wants to be an astronaut. Obviously, that brings in the question, the matter of the fact that it's kind of set around the time when of the moon landing. What do you think that time period brings to the story?
First of all, you know, what I was very surprised is when I was a child, these things was going on, you know.
Yeah.
And that's quite surprising that it happens in modern time, because it's something that you think should have happened 100 years ago, you know.
Yeah.
Then, you know, what was so strange about it was that the swinging 60s and the flower power and that freedom movement that was going on everywhere is in so big contrast to what was going on in this foster home, you know. And then also the dreaming of landing on the moon was there, you know. People suddenly could go out in space, and a whole new world were coming up, you know. And for these kids here in this foster home, this idea that you can travel away to another world where you can be secure is becoming for them in the film a way to survive, because in that way, you know, our imagination is quite a strong power.
Yeah.
It can take you to another world and maybe make you endure something that you actually can't endure.
Obviously, one of the key themes of the film is also childhood. So this film shows childhood in a way that isn't necessarily, you know, happy. And in fact, in some sequences are kind of hard to watch.
Well, I think this film is about losing childhood, you know. The childhood is being taken away from them. And they're treated like grown-ups, you know. And it was the whole idea of a foster home, you know, because they were based on the principle of taking, from the 18th century, of taking the criminal children away from the street. So they had to learn to be grown up, you know. So it's about losing childhood, you know.
Yeah
but I think I wanted to tell the story as it was. I didn't want to cheat.
Yeah.
I didn't want to make it more light. I wanted to tell how bad it was. Like also how good it was, because it was not just dark moments. There were also magic moments and beautiful moments, And that's just how life is, yeah. Also for people there. So it's not. It was very important for me not just telling a story about victims, because that would not have interested me. I really tried to create a sense of hope, that there is a sense of hope throughout the film.
Overcoming the barriers.
Yeah, yes.
What was your work like with your young cast?
I think these scenes would have been impossible to make over here, you know.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. It will never have been possible, because the rules that you have here for working with children are so amazingly stupid that it could never have been done, you know. But here, you know, we have been working very hard, you know. Have a long preparation period, really, because it's of course about finding big talent, but it's also about developing them, make them understand, make them slowly be better and better.
Yeah.
And losing their spontaneity, but keeping their spontaneity, but make them better. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this then, do you see this as a film that children can watch?
It's not made for the young audience. So no, not necessarily. This is a picture for grown-ups, and that's also why we also are telling the headmaster and the school teacher, and also going into the other characters' story. You know, it's about the politics on this place, but because it's also a matter of a question about how these people are seeing themselves, how they try to survive in this situation, because in a strange way they are victims too, because they were living in a time where things were changing and they haven't changed with it, you know.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking to you, and I wish you all the best with your film. The day will come.
Thank you very much, and thank you for listening.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.